All right, so welcome to this week's episode of I Think I'm Human. We have Rafi. Rafiki.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Whatever, wherever.
Yeah, we're in New York, so the time is...
However.
Ahead.
Why you look so uncomfortable? Get comfortable.
I am uncomfortable. Thank you for noticing.
All right, so this week's episode, we are going to talk about, if you follow me on social media, you know we are moving, and I opened up a big questionnaire for you guys to ask me. And Rafi, where we're moving. Anissa started Rafi with you, and now it's just stuck, and now everyone calls him Rafi. But that's new since last episode, so.
Right.
Rafi is Raphael.
Do I look more comfortable now?
No. How about now? All right, we have a lot of questions to answer. You guys have seen, we've kind of looked at multiple different states. The one main thing that people were asking is, why are we moving? And to just be quite honest with you guys, we've always known we were going to move out of Minnesota. Even when we first started dating, it was one of my questions I asked to him and was like, do you see yourself in Minnesota forever? And he said no. And so when my dad passed, well, right before dad passed that summer, remember last two summers ago? God, it's already been that long. I was asking you, like, can we go? Minnesota just felt like, I don't know, just not enough growth that I was wanting it to be, especially wanting to kind of dip my toes into social media, because at the time I was just starting. Just knowing what like TikTok could be and social media could be and brands, all that stuff. And Raphael was like, no. Then my dad passed. And after that, like when the last year, just like the family drama and just like not feeling fulfilled there, we're like, okay, it's time. So we started to kind of look around at the top major cities that we would consider. Ultimately, we really want to go somewhere warmer. We want to go somewhere with all major sports teams. We want to go somewhere with an international airport. And then we wanted to save on some taxes. So those were kind of like our top four. So Florida, Texas, New Hampshire, Tennessee. Is it Nevada?
Yes.
Those are all the ones that kind of saved on taxes. So we kind of looked up those. We narrowed it down between Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And then we both didn't love Tennessee. We're not Nashville people.
To visit? Yes.
To visit, absolutely. But not to live.
Absolutely.
And then Florida, we both are from Florida. So we were like, eh. Vibe's not really high there, because that was another thing. We really wanted to be independent and kind of on our own and not really be around family and kind of just do our own thing for a little bit. So that was really where Texas came into more of the conversation. We've looked at other places, like other states. We looked at Georgia because we kind of like that Atlanta area. Granted, that didn't hit the tax savings. But and if you're wondering about taxes, it's because my job, I don't pay taxes like right away. So like a brand will pay me full. They don't take the taxes out and then pay the government. I have to do that. And when you're in this industry, you're taxed very heavily. So a lot of people think that all of our money is our money to keep, and that is not true. We pay a heavy fee in taxes.
Yeah, I would say to switch off that topic, we debated the move for a really long time. And for myself as your husband, I just wanted to make sure the move was not made because we were running away from something. Or
Emotionally,
correct. Because we had a lot of things going on, specifically you with family. And I just wanted you to be at peace. And we talked about that for over several months.
Yeah.
Of what does that look like for you to be in a spot where you feel that you chose to move. No one made you move, or you didn't have anxiety on the move, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, we have anxiety about anything in life. This big, you know, like this is a pretty big deal to move out of state once again.
And obviously, like with everything going on, I did just want away. I was getting a lot of anxiety
at first, yes.
Running into people, like just going to Costco.
Yeah.
I just got anxious going places where I knew other people would frequent. And it was just because I'm just still so hurt and I don't want to see them. Like the stuff that's went down, like I just wanted to keep my distance. So that was one of my deciding factors to push the move further and faster, was because of the anxiety of living in Minnesota. But I do understand from your standpoint and from like the logical standpoint of like making sure we're not just leaving because of that anxiety. Cause that's something I definitely could have worked through and should work through if we did choose to stay.
And to be at peace with the decision. Like
I really am at that. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And that was obviously due to your own personal growth, emotional growth.
Yeah.
And then to me just be, you know, for myself, just be supportive of it and know that we're doing it as a team and that it's for the right reasons.
Also, losing somebody, like Minnesota to me was always my dad's state. because I grew up with my mom in the South. So when I would go to Minnesota, I was going to my dad's. Like, it wasn't like my parents lived in two different neighborhoods just 20 minutes away from each other. Like, I was going to my dad's, which was, I associated Minnesota to my dad. And driving the streets, driving the roads that I know he was once always on every single day, like, it's a sting and it's a burn that hurts. Going into places that he frequented, like, I don't know. It just felt like a lot of readiness to move forward and to move on from the state as a whole. And I think one of the struggles that I'm gonna have is like knowing his grave is there. Like, obviously that stinks that I can't just like drive up to it anytime I want. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't feel anything at the gravesite. So I'm
And you've talked about
he's with me everywhere. I feel him so heavily.
I wish everyone could just be there for all these moments. And you try to share them.
You guys, it's crazy.
Of how many signs, how many times you try to talk to him and like, hey, dad, just give me this sign about this or show me this. Or I'm telling you guys, it is
crazy. You guys would literally think I was making stuff up if you weren't. I have one that I have growing currently with him. But I've started to tell people like what, like in my personal life, what I've asked for so they can kind of like know that I'm not making it up. Because it literally, it's so unexplainable. Inexplainable? It's so unexplainable that I can't even, I wouldn't believe it either if I was on the receiving side of it.
Or we'll be with your family and you'll be like, hey, everybody.
I'll make them pick a sign.
You'll make them pick a sign? Kid you not. And we'll see, like, we were with your family, two other members, and you made all three of us pick a sign.
All of us.
Picked one as your one as well. We saw four signs.
We saw all four.
All four.
Within the same day. It was crazy. It was crazy. So, anyways,
I
that's
told
kind
you,
of.
You may have a superpower coming, like.
I do believe people like here are vessels on earth that can communicate with God and, I mean, like pastors and all that fun stuff. Like, people who lead churches, not all, but most churches, like, they have a communication. Like, a lot of them will say, like, I didn't set up the sermon for this week. Like, I just felt what needed to be said along those lines. I don't know. So, we got a lot of questions that came in. A lot of people kind of know that we were leaning towards Texas. Someone said, what is one thing you're most nervous about when moving? I have been seeing Seed Symbiotic DS01 everywhere, and I figured it was time to try it out because you guys know I love anything and everything gut health. Gut health does not just affect your digestive system. I don't think people understand how much it affects like your overall health, and not only that, but like your skin, your readiness for the day. I just love when my gut is in line, I'm in line. When I'm in line, life is in line. So Seed is sharing a code with Human 2 listeners, and I'm super excited for you guys to try them out. You are going to get 25% off to see if you like them just as much as I do. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/human2, that's all one word, and use code 25human2 to get 25% off your first month. So that's 25human2, all one word. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/human2 with code 25human2.
What would yours be? Let's see if we have the same or different.
Any uncertainty is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Are we even going to like Texas? Oh, okay, I guess we should tell you guys that. If you have not heard on social media yet, we did put an offer in Texas.
Yes,
we did. The seller has accepted the offer. Now all that we're waiting on is the mortgage people to approve the contract that the seller has. So we're kind of in a limbo, and especially with my profession being so new and just
so
ebbs
new.
And flows, they're just a little confused and trying to figure all that out. So I believe this house that we chose is for us. I do believe that the paperwork will figure itself out. I believe that all stars aligned. I believe that my dad told us and blessed the house that we put in on. Once again, we have a Natural Cycles code for you guys. I tell you guys how much I love them pretty much every single episode and multiple times over on Instagram and probably on TikTok as well. So the gist of it is I love Natural Cycles. I go in and I hit sync and I update it so I know where I'm at in my cycle. And then I also upload and answer all the questions that I have. I do an LH test when I know I'm ovulating. I just want to be sure. We choose to be abstinent in those times. We don't use a form of protection. We just choose to be abstinent when my big circle says use protection. Our protection is abstinence, or abstinence. I love natural cycles. I share this with you guys all the time about how we use it as a form of birth control, a non-hormonal form of birth control, and then also one that I get to learn so much about my body and really just cycle track on my own. But when we are in the phase of ready to try for a family and try for a little baby, we are going to continue to use natural cycles because we will then continue to track my ovulation. We're very excited. I love natural cycles with you. I love that they still want to work with the Human 2 family. And I do have a code for you guys. It'll get you 15% off your annual subscription and a free thermometer. And that is going to be with code Catherine. So Catherine at naturalcycles.com. Again, that is 15% off your annual subscription and then also a free thermometer. I do just want to let you guys know that this is for 18 plus and this does not protect against STIs. I will say one of the things that was so good is we experienced such an ease with this home buying process that it was almost like we were just like going out and buying a t-shirt. Like we were just like, oh yeah, like we want this one. And that is such a privilege and a blessing that, again, it just felt like so many stars aligned that it felt easy and it felt right and it didn't feel like a chore. It didn't feel like anxiety. It was just more like, oh yeah, this is it. Like, how cool is that? That's crazy.
Our realtor was amazing.
Oh my God.
Absolutely amazing.
Patty, the Patty Turner Group. You can find them on Instagram.
Yes.
They are under Keller Williams and they're out of Rockwall, Texas, but she can do all of really the Dallas. Correct. Well, I don't want to speak for her. The Dallas area. I guess you would have to connect with her, but if you're looking in Dallas, we highly recommend her. She was recommended to us, and I even told Patty that the morning of the bear situation, the bear sign for my dad, I just said to Patty, I was like, normally I'm the anal person when we're shopping around for a provider. I shop around. I want to make sure we're going with the best person that's going to fit our lifestyle and blah, blah, blah. And she was recommended to us, and I didn't ask for another realtor. I didn't look at online for anyone else. I literally just was like, okay, Patty's the one. It just, she felt correct. She felt like for us, especially being older, like you would, she's a middle-aged woman. And I honestly would have thought, like, I'm very big into supporting my followers. So if there's like a follower who is a Texas realtor,
oh, for sure.
9 times out of 10, I would have chosen one of them for just sure. Because of the fact that I love to support who supports us. And 1,000%. I just didn't have that with this time around. I just felt like Patty was right. I didn't need to shop around. I didn't even need to post like, hey, is anyone a Texas realtor? Anyways. We had the conversation and I had that exact same conversation with her. And she said, you know, what's so funny is this morning when I was doing like my one-on-one time with myself and my devotional time, she said, I just felt like I needed to pray for you two as a couple and for today. And then we got into like the conversation of my dad. And I really, truly feel like Patty was put in our life because of my dad. Like, I don't know. It just feels so weird. Like, I just feel like he sent her. I don't know.
And not only that, want me to share, maybe you don't mind, but the gentleman that was helping us.
I'm gonna have to tell the story online.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you really have to.
I'm gonna have to in the next few days because remember, when this comes out, you're gonna want to see it.
And this goes back to the fact that things are happening and people believe you, and maybe they don't.
I'm gonna tell the story online.
Okay, all right, then I'll stop. Yeah,
because you're right. I do need to share that.
And the story is the guy that helped us find the home, and just so you can reference that when the social media clip is out. You guys can see it, but it's the guy who helped us find the home. So
yeah. So just all in all,
be watching that one.
All in all, it felt right. So I did say to Raphael, like it just almost felt like, again, like we just walked into Macy's and bought a t-shirt. Like it just was like, granted, we shopped for 2 days straight.
Yes, 2 days straight.
But it was just like when we found the one, we were just like, okay, that's it. Like, here's our offer. Like.
The first day we looked at like 40 homes, our brains were like mushed.
But it wasn't miserable though. Like it was fun. You know,
it was
like,
a lot of information to take in though.
Do you remember when we were buying our house now?
Yes, absolutely.
It was stressful and it was like we had to have a home to live in and the market was crazy. That's where I'm just saying like we're so blessed right now that it was literally wild. Just like lackadaisical. Like, it just felt weird. Like,
right now,
we just made
you,
a massive purchase. Well, tech, not yet, but.
Right. But mind you, right now, the market is in a space where the interest rates are high. So you're going to have less bidders and less people to, you know, fight with over a home. But you're going to have that high rate. Now, you can always refinance. I would talk to an advisor about all that, but.
So that is some questions that I saw in here. A lot of people are like, why are you buying now? What's the rush now? So again, we are not giving financial advice, but when rates are high and where they're at now, property values go down.
Yeah.
Meaning, so if you're looking at a $400,000 home and the interest rates are 10%, that property value lowers. So now the house is going to be listed between like $325,000, $350,000. It's not going to be at $400,000. It'll go way down. And not a lot of people are buying at that time frame because they're like 10% interest. That's a lot. And it is a lot.
It
especially
a
in
lot.
A $300,000 home.
And then
that's
it makes
crazy.
It makes your mortgage higher.
It makes
Correct.
Your mortgage payment extremely high. So normally when the rates are really high, the market's kind of in a lull because nobody's really buying. When the rates go down, everyone wants in at that interest rate. So your property value goes up because now it's a hot commodity. It's supply and demand.
Correct.
So the market value goes up. So say a $400,000 home is now at $400,000 to $450,000, $500,000, whatever the case may be. So us, we're like, well, we want to get in while the property values are lower, and we will refinance once.
Which
the
if
rates
you got in,
down.
So quote unquote, if you got in at 10%, when you refinance, you're going to get that new rate where the interest rate is current to that date. So let's say now months go by and the Federal Reserve drops it to 7%. You can now refinance from that 10% to 7%. So now it drops your monthly mortgage payment. Again, you got in early on the home for the 10% rate, but now you've been able to drop down to the 7. So
you bought at 300 at a 10% interest rate, but now say even they go down to 5%, and obviously we're just throwing out numbers.
Correct.
You're still, you don't like, when you refinance, the home price doesn't go up. You're just refinancing that 300 and now getting it at 5% interest rate. Versus if you were to buy a $400,000 home at a 5% interest rate, you could do the math. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So that was why a lot of people were like, what's the rush? We are going to try to sit on our house now, rent it out for a little bit, and then hopefully interest rates come down and then we want to sell. Because on the selling side, we obviously want our property value to go way up when the interest rates are down so we make more money. Again, it's
and that money goes into the new home. So it's like, it doesn't necessarily have to go like into your pocket, which it won't go in our pocket.
There's a lot of things that we could talk about financially, but again, we are not advisors.
Not advisors.
To an agent.
Correct.
You also have the option of, if you do own a home, taking a home equity line of credit, using that as a down payment on a new house. And then once you sell the first property, repaying your loan, all that stuff. Okay,
right. And when we speak about that, you all, it's more in the fact of knowledge and information versus anything else. I promise you that, because not a lot of people spoke to us about it. So
we learned all this just by word of mouth and asking nonstop questions. If you're ever with us, we are always asking questions. We're like the 4-year-old that has like 200 questions a day.
Yeah.
We are that, and we're retaining everything. And then sometimes we'll get different pieces of advice out like everywhere, and we kind of just make the best informed decision by ourselves and for what's best for us.
Yeah, let's get into the questions.
Okay, someone said, as a couple, what is your biggest strength that you guys have together? And I like this one, even though it's not house related.
Oh, that's
like
a good one. That's a good one.
What do you think our biggest strength is?
Pauses, looks at each other. Well, we may have different answers. I would say for us, when it comes down to it, we are very good at collaborative efforts in the sense of putting our brains together or making sure the other person is upholding like that day to work towards that goal in mind. So, and I've talked about this on an earlier episode as well, but just always knowing that the effort is on both ends, even if, you know, she hasn't eaten that day and she's got an attitude, you know, I don't know where that comes from. That's just a random thing I'm pulling out of the air, of course. But again, it's just us always working together and knowing, like, even if I'm pissed in the moment or whatever the case may be, it's like every day, every second, you know, we are always on an aligned path towards something that we're working towards. Like,
to go off of that, that's not my answer, but to go off of that, I think what's also important is when I look at other couples, a main thing that they need to do, in my eyes, you need to do. Obviously, take this with a grain of salt. I'm not a life coach by any means. Sitting down and talking about your goals in the future, because when you both are on the same path of working towards something, it makes like it's four hands are better than one. Two heads are better than one. When, for example, if he's trying to pay off our car, right? But I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. Like I'm working on, I don't know, something over here that's completely irrelevant, right? I want to go out to dinners and I want to do this and I want to buy a new bag because I don't have the mindset of paying off that car. But as soon as we get together and we collaborate and he says, okay, I want to pay this car off. And I say, oh, okay, cool. I'm on board with that. Cool. What does that look like? It looks like eating at home more. It looks like not buying a bag. It looks like paying off a car. So it makes it easier. And not only that, he can go out into the world and I can go out into the world and we know what each other is working on. We know what we're looking for.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes. Yeah. And I also say that too with friendships. I'm a big person. A lot of people are like, save what you're doing and stay, move in silence. I'm not that way. I move loud and proud because every room I'm in has different individuals with different opportunities and different advice. So the more knowledge, the more powerful that I can be. For example, if I'm sitting at the dining room table and I have all my friends over and I say, yeah, we have a leaky faucet in the bathroom, but just the plumbing companies that I've talked to are just so expensive. One person at the table might be like, oh my gosh, my cousin's a plumber and he loves doing side gigs, super cheap. All you got to do is pay his fee. You know what I mean? So like the more that you share.
Yeah, there's opportunities out there.
I think for us, our strength is obviously the alignment is a huge thing, but I think our strength is being each other's support and friends is a really big thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, being best friends in a marriage can come with pros and cons. So there's sometimes where we're just in a friend lull for a little bit where it's like it doesn't feel like a romantic relationship. But that comes and goes. And when we've noticed that kind of like that roommate phase is I wouldn't put us as that. I would say like a friend phase because the roommate phase, I feel like you just don't really like each other at all. And you're just like amicably living.
Yeah.
But like Ruff and I do live as friends sometimes where it's just like, I'll literally look at him and I'm like, oh my God, we haven't even like kissed today. Like give me a smooch, you little guy.
little.
But thanks, I definitely think our friendship is what will keep us together in the long run.
1,000%.
Because even through the hardships and through the days where like as a husband he's driving me nuts, I still want my best friend. And on the days where it is a more romantic thing, I'm just like so happy to be in love with my best friend, if that makes sense.
And some backstory, we actually started essentially as friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And so our foundation was built off of a very strong friendship. Yeah. So.
And obviously not every friendship blossoms into a relationship, much less a relationship that can withhold time. Because again, you have to have you have to have both. There has to be the attraction. There has to be the relationship. Absolutely. There has to be the communication. There has to be the alignment and the friendship. It's not just a friendship. So, I mean, how many friends are out there in the world that fall out or don't stay long term? Because there's a lot of other things within a friendship that come with that. Again, communication, respect, trust, all that stuff. So I will say we've got a very good, like you said, foundation. And we work through a lot. We have the conversations of like, even when there's days where I'm like, oh my fucking God, like why
you
are
never
we not
have
on
those
board?
Days, baby. You love me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of days where I'm like, oh my fucking God, why are we not aligning right now? And we'll get there. And it just takes a couple hours. Sometimes it'll take a couple days where we can like finally, he's not really
or
emotional.
Minutes or seconds.
Yeah, it depends. Anyways,
call
so I think that's
back.
I think that's it. Alignment, us being aligned and being friends is really heavy.
That was
for
a
us.
Great question. We always get so many good questions.
Are you guys having second thoughts
on the move?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, no. Again, I wanted to make sure we weren't moving off of emotion, off of just an initial thought or behavior. Like this was several months put in, and it is still a lot of anxiety. And a lot of nuances to a state we've never lived in, let alone actually visited for a period of time, like a long period of time. We went to Austin, and that was pretty quick still. But for me, no. No, we've seen some signs. We've asked some higher powers. And
our bodies have both been answering us. Of
oh,
like
my
the
goodness.
Peace, the peace and the calmness that's come with this, it like I told you guys, it literally felt like we walked into a department store and said, okay. Big deal. Like that's just how it's felt. It's just felt so us. It's felt like no pressure.
Absolutely.
It's just felt so easy. And it just felt like a blessing. So,
and her and Catherine's agency is there as well. And yeah. they have a lot of supportive, amazing people that actually actually love you and support you.
I hope.
And and that's been a
yeah.
Because again, you came to them, or they came to us, or you, I should say, in a time where a lot of things had just transpired in our life
mm-hmm.
that just like literally shook everything around us.
Yeah.
And day one, they like literally they felt like family. So
mm-hmm.
It makes the transition easier, and just very appreciative of them.
When I first signed with them, my dad had just passed not even 2 months before.
Yeah.
And so I was still in a very deep grieving stage. And there were some days where like even my first 3-4 months with them, it was like I couldn't even like answer the phone. I'd be like, I'm sorry. And they gave me so much grace. And that was such an amazing thing, because when you sign a new talent, they're probably like, get out there and work. Like, we want to see what you got. Like,
right. We want to learn about you.
We want to learn about you. We want to sell you. We want to see how much you can bring. And they just made me feel so confident in feeling my feelings and just letting me be for a little bit. Not even just like let me be in a corner, but like they just let me be me and have my ebbs and flows of grief, but also had the grace and the patience with a new person who I never did social media full time. It was so there were so many learning quirks that came from it too, of like going from 9 to 5 for the last 10-12 years of my life free.
Letting you be you. I love that.
Yeah. And that's their slogan, is letting creators create. And I truly believe that. I say that all the time. I love them dearly, and they're like family to me. What are your top 3 must-haves when it comes to house shopping? So for the state, it was international airport, major sports teams, and we wanted warmer weather / also an industry where both of us could kind of thrive in his profession and then also in mine, so the creator world. And
a fence for the puppies.
Yes. So when it came to
that
the
was
house,
huge,
natural
guys.
Lighting was huge.
Yes, natural lighting, a fence for the puppies.
We needed a house that had a decent sized yard for our pups. And then also we really wanted
fur babies.
I want to take human too. So like obviously we've been on the road for a long time. Like all the last few podcast episodes, I haven't been in office. But I don't want to have to rent a space anymore. So something that was natural lighting, but also a separate wing almost where I could film and not feel.
Where the dogs would be barking.
Yes. And this house hit everything. We wanted to buy a new build house. So there's a difference. So when you buy a home and like you build a piece, like you're building your house from the ground up, that's not what we're doing. That's like you go pick your lot, you put $5,000 down, you start building from literally the ground up. We are not doing that. But we are buying a new house. So right now the home is owned by a builder. So the builder picks multiple different layouts and they build them and then they put them up for sale. So we wanted to do that. We wanted a newer home that wasn't lived in before in an area that we liked. But you're also not having to pay the money down for the lot. You have a way less down payment, like a way different down payment. It's just a whole different thing. And why is one, I didn't care about building and I didn't want to put the time and energy into it, nor did I want to put the money into it. Not only that, we don't know if we like Texas. So that was another thing. Why do I want to build from the ground up and put all my touches on something? What if I hate it and we want to move in a year? So that was why new construction was big for us. That's what they call it, is buying new construction from a builder. And what was so amazing about this house, we, like Raphael said, we went in on Wednesday. We saw 40 different homes. It was crazy. Nothing
all
was hitting.
40.
But
bathrooms,
there were a couple. There were a kitchens. Couple that were like, okay, that's our top 5. So we made a top 5 list. We went back the second day and we wanted to see our top 5 list. This is where it's weird. So we narrowed it down to 2 different builders. The builder that we went with, we saw first. And again, I will tell you the story on the man that sold it to us. He was not there the day before.
No.
He was there on the second day. And again, when this makes sense online and you see the story online, you're going to be like, holy shit, this is so crazy.
I'm telling you guys, got to go look at it.
So he says, okay, well, I wasn't here yesterday. What are your top 5 homes? And I was like, dude, I don't remember the exact layout, but I want to see this one again. So he brings us to the house and it's not the right house. It was a house that was not on the top 5 list. But across the street, there was a home of theirs. And I was like, oh, weird. Like, is this home for sale? We didn't see this one yesterday. And he goes, yeah, it just fell from contract, but it's one of the floor plans that you said you didn't like. And I was like, oh, well, let's just see it because why not?
Yeah, let's peek at it.
So we go in there.
We're already 100 homes deep. It's
cool. We go in there, and mind you, it's literally just concrete flooring, and like the kitchen's like starting to be put together. The walls are all up. They're all painted, but that's pretty much it.
That's it.
And no electrical. So we're like walking through this and I was like, how much is this? And he was like, here's the kicker on it. It fell from contract. So someone did buy it and was building this house from the ground up. It wasn't the builders just building a random floor plan. It was somebody who bought the piece of land, started to build it, added all their own details on it. I am so excited to be working with Element. They are my favorite hydration packets. We keep them on us at pretty much all times. One of my girlfriends, she even says how much she loves drinking this stuff, and they keep it in their house at all times. And we started to talk about it, and she was like, yeah, my husband even says that he goes through hydration tests every week for his profession, and he has noticed that he is more hydrated when he's drinking his Element packets. I am not making that up. That is not a joke. We highly recommend them and love them. The Element variety pack has one flavor or one packet of each flavor. So again, you're getting to try all of them out, whether you are new to Element or you're just and you've heard about them before, or you're just looking for hydration packets to add to your waters. I love keeping them in my purses, keeping them on the go. Raphael keeps one in his briefcase. We love having them on us, and then obviously we have them throughout the house as well. So again, if you are in the new market and you're looking, or you've heard about Element and you've just been wanting to try it out but haven't yet, this is your sign. Element did give Human 2 listeners a discount link. You're going to go to drinklmnt.com/human2. That is going to get you one packet of every flavor. So check them out. I hope you love them as much as we do. And his job relocation didn't go through. So he was like, the good part about it is the builder is honoring the original price point of this home from when the guy who bought it was starting to build it. So right away we were like, damn, because the house right across the street that we were going to look at is $35,000 more, and it's the exact same floor plan. So I was like, ooh, love that. We go into the backyard, and you know how like newer homes are being built like right on top of each other? We got up against woods, which can't be built on because they're owned by the state. So we're like, oh, that's dope. So I was like, okay. It came down to, mind you, again, there's no electrical in this house. There's not a single light to turn on, and it is bright as heck, which means that the natural lighting is great. So I told Raphael, I was like, I feel very good about this home. Not only that, we know that there's immediate equity in the house because the neighbors are going to pay $30,000 more than what we would pay if we bought this home. So I said to him, I said, okay, let's go back. Let's see what the specs are on this home, because the guy didn't even know at this point. He was like, I have no idea. Like, I wasn't even prepared to show you guys this house. I know nothing about it. We go back. And I look at Raphael and I'm seeing like the specs of the guy that the guy had chose. And I was like, this is our house.
Yeah.
I literally like squeezed his hand and I was like, no more,
because you're going to give away too much story.
So then So then we go out with our realtor and we're like, okay, we're going to think on this. We're going to meet with the second builder, look at their homes, blah, blah. We go outside with the realtor. We go into the second model home. And I just said, I don't even want to see the second builder. I want that house. Like, I don't even want to negotiate price point. I'm down for the price point. All we want to do is switch out some of the plumbing fixtures, and we want to switch out some of the light fixtures.
Yep.
And then,
and a couple things with the flooring, but
yeah, we wanted to move the, because it's got plank, like hardwood, not, it's not real hardwood, but wood. We wanted to move the wood into the master, and that was it. I wanted to keep all the other rooms carpet. So that was, those were the only tweaks. We came back to him and we said, here's the deal. We don't want to negotiate pricing. We're fine on the price point. We just want to negotiate those. And he was like, well, what's hard is when someone starts to build, all the orders go through right away. So I don't know if we can. I'll get back to you guys and we'll let you know. So that was the stage that we were at. We have been accepted. They will change out those features for us. Again, now we're all we're waiting for is the mortgage company, the mortgage lender that we're going through, to read over the contract and all align. Because we don't have cash to buy this house.
Yeah.
We don't have that much cash. That's crazy. One day, that's the goal. So that was kind of how this house came about. We love it. I'm excited.
Yeah. Feels good.
It'll be good. I'm very excited. And it's larger than we originally wanted. Someone said, just love how you guys support each other and have such a great little life. You're so cute. Thank you. I think it's Liza.
Little life. Why can't it be a big life?
I like this little life.
Did you just burp?
I was gonna. It's not coming out.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Do you think you'll ever move back to Minnesota? I don't think I ever want to put out in the world what I will be doing in the future. I'm just planning for...
Never say never. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm like Minnesota. I will say, if you're ever considering visiting and or relocating for a job there, like, it's not a bad state to live
in. Great for a family.
Yes. They're voted like number one to raise a family in the country.
Yeah, Minnesota's nice.
It's just not for us right now. So who knows what the future holds, but...
Yeah, who knows?
We did like Austin. We didn't love it to live there, though.
Can we meet for dinner? Of course we can. That was awesome.
Where did you guys take your honeymoon? New York. We were just telling that story today, actually. Raphael and I got married a month after the Minneapolis mask mandate was lifted. So we thought we were going to have to get married in our masks. So we didn't plan a honeymoon because we're like, one, that's way too much money.
I would kiss you through my mask.
And two, we didn't know like what COVID had in store for the world, much less the country. So we just didn't want to spend money on something that might have gotten canceled or not been whatever to our par.
That was an interesting time. Yeah.
So we got married on Saturday. Everyone was still in town Sunday. We shipped everybody off. Our last people we took to the airport was Monday morning. We went out to breakfast after and we were like, let's just look. My stepmom and my dad were like, you guys should at least take a honeymoon somewhere, even if it's within the country. Yeah. So we're like, okay. And they did offer to pay for a portion of it, which was very kind of them.
Absolutely.
And they did. So they gave us some money and they said, look at flights. And so we looked at the three cheapest flights out of Minneapolis. I just went to Google Flights and I typed in MSP2 and then put in the dates. It was Vegas, Chicago, and New York.
Yeah.
Vegas just isn't our vibe. Chicago, we'd already been to together. So we're like, okay, I guess we're going to New York. And all the money that we spent, it was literally just the money that we got in our wedding gifts.
Absolutely.
That was what we lived off for a week in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And we made it happen.
Yep. 99-cent pizzas.
It was so fun, you guys. It was so fun.
We'd run around and through the subways and just through the barrels.
What is the process of buying a house in another state? It's hard because you are required to have a job offer signed before a mortgage agency approves it. So that was one thing we were battling with.
Yeah.
Then ultimately, it's just finding a realtor.
Yep.
Finding a location, finding a job.
Yeah.
Getting the job, accepting the job, finding a house, accepting the house. There might be a limbo period where we have to rent. So I might Airbnb a home. There might be a limbo period for us.
Yeah.
Ooh, that scared me.
It's hot in here.
So it's definitely not an easy process, but it's definitely doable. What is your favorite thing about each other? That's funny.
My favorite thing about you would be you are very, very funny. And very, oh gosh, she's gonna run with that one all night, guys. But very funny, and you are very passionate about how life has been, and what your calling is. Like, we have times where we question it, and then we have times where it's extremely clear.
Yeah.
But you're very passionate about knowing what that is or chasing that. And as long as it has to do with people and helping,
mm-hmm.
I think that it puts you in a very happy place, and that makes me happy. So
you're so cute. I love you. I will say my last year was the first year I did social media full time. Finding my purpose, finding my space in the influencer world was hard because it wasn't my ultimate goal. I never like sat down and was like, I want to be an influencer. But when I think of the word influence, I think of like, you want to influence people. And obviously, hopefully, you want to influence everybody in a positive manner. And so finding where my influence was was hard because obviously every day I want to go out into the world and leave a good influence and be a good impact. But
we also know life is happening.
Yeah.
Things are happening to people.
And I have the heart to want to save the world. I would go broke doing it. I don't want to say kill myself because that sounds so drastic, but like kill myself doing it. Like I would give my all to save the world, and that's not realistic either. And that is where I've had the ebbs and flows of the last year of figuring out how to not drain my cup like completely, because that's what keeps this going. So finding time to be selfish, to fill my own cup, but also not too selfish where I'm not doing what I like. You get what your calling is. Yeah.
Here.
No. So I finally feel like I'm honing in on a lot of it, which I'm excited for, and just figuring out how can I help without having to save the world. And I want to leave a good footprint, but I also want to leave, like my therapist had said, like, you're not going to save the world. At the end of the day, nobody's going to save the world. It is what it is. But what you can do is set a good footprint out there and leave a good footprint, leave a good legacy. And with that, I was like, okay, but I want to leave more than just a footprint. I want to leave a billboard, right? Like I want to leave a good something that's, I don't know. My favorite part about Raphael is his, just everything. Your personality is just insane. Like I say all the time, like my dad and Raphael are some of the two people in the entire world that I've ever been able to say this about. You cannot hate them. When you meet them, no, I've never met a single soul that doesn't like you. Not a single soul. Even the not so good guys, every single person respects you. The saying, like, to know you is to love you. And I had put in my vows to him that, like, it is an honor to know you. It's an honor to love you. And it's an honor to, like, be the one person in this world that gets to hold the title wife. Because I truly believe that. Like, you are just such a good, even keel with everything. You are such a good balance of a human being. You can have fun while being responsible. You can be loving while having boundaries. You can be proactive while being realistic. You are just so good at maneuvering all. And that's such like a rare trait to have. And
that was very nice of you.
I love you.
That was...
Do I want to punch you in your little cheeks sometimes? Yes,
I knew. I knew it had to go up in flames at a point. I love you so much. That was so cute. Thank you, baby.
Anytime. Now keep it up.
Wow. Was that the finger gun?
That was the finger gun. Erica said, will there be a guest room so I can come visit?
Yes.
We will have a guest room. I'm so excited to have some people.
Of course.
All right. Last question that we're going to answer on this one is, where do you guys see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? I love this question because we are proactive while also remaining realistic.
Honestly, 5 to 10 years, I would say in the most simplistic way, waking up. Remember that meme I sent you? Like, it's okay to have like the, no, it was that the beautiful life is that you wake up in the slow morning and things are like at a slow pace. Like,
yeah,
you wake up, you have coffee, like, yeah, you know,
yeah,
in the sunroom, natural light coming through and just talking. And like the day is at a pace where nothing is overly rushed and you're right where you're supposed to be. Like,
yeah,
whatever that looks like, you know, to that person. Yeah. And actually one of the managers of your agency, we talked about this, him and I, we were in the car in Georgia, and he was talking about kind of how he sees himself, and I kind of just see the same, but I answered second and it was like, bro, you're spot on. And it's the fact that life has slowed down to a point where you've worked hard and now you're able to, and if you want kids and if, you know, to that person, but you're there, you're able to be there with them at any point in time. And experience life with them hands-on and doing the small things, or family, doing the small things, and you have the flexibility to be able to be in those particular times, whether it's Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday at 6 a.m. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah. My answer would be the same. The freedom is what I will continue to chase. It's never a dollar sign. Yeah. It's never an accomplishment. It's always, I want the freedom to do what I want to do. I mean, that's the American dream, right? Like, that's a human dream. You want the freedom to not have to worry when a tire pops on your car. You want the freedom to be able to make it to the 3 o'clock kindergartner play. You want the freedom to fly out and visit your mom when she's ill. You want again, the freedom to, yes, you want the freedom to wake up whenever you wake up and have your cup of coffee and journal in the morning. Like, that's our freedom to us. That's not everyone's vision of freedom, but freedom is really the true meaning that I would go for. And in the next 5 to 10 years, right now we're in the grind stage. We do have a lot of freedoms, like the fact that we're in New York filming on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
But you're taking time off of work, and this did cost money. Like, there, because right now we're in the grind stage of continuing to network, continuing to grow, trying to grow the podcast to what I envision in the future. Yeah. And I don't even want to
connect them with people. Yeah.
I don't even want to grow the podcast for myself. I want to grow Human 2 for the vision of having a nonprofit in the future. That's why I'm grinding today.
Yeah.
And every single time I say that, my agency's always like, okay, but Catherine Ebbs is the face of it. That's where you need to be focusing, because the bigger Catherine gets, the more viewers you get on Human 2, and the larger we can get you in front of other people where we do have the knowledge of how to turn you into a nonprofit one day, or you really can hone in on what the nonprofit is after. Yeah. because right now I don't know what I want to lean Human 2 towards. Do I want to go towards the grieving community? I want Human 2 to be a nonprofit for everybody in the long term, but in the next 5 to 10, let's be realistic and let's hone it in. And is it towards the grieving community? Is it towards the single moms? Is it towards the first generation of immigrants? Like, there's just so many things that I would love to help in the world. I would love to help animals. Like,
yeah,
I just want to help. But right now it's the grind time, because again, Catherine feeds Human 2. Human 2 feeds the future.
We're back
just to say bye. Ultimately, answered all the questions we wanted to answer. We just wanted an outro for y'all. We are excited for Texas. We're excited for the future. We're just thankful to be here and to be with you guys. I know that with the Washingtons, or whatever we are wanting to call this little segment, we are wanting to do it as like an advice segment / just getting to talk with you guys. And a lot of the last few episodes I had on I Think I'm Human Too have been primarily guest focused, which I love. I love letting them share their stories. I love that people get to relate to some experiences that I can't share on because they're not my experiences. But this episode was primarily about us and just like our future and
what's to come.
Yeah. We're excited that you're so here with us. We're thankful for you.
Absolutely.
And as soon as we know about Texas, you'll know about Texas. And we...
we promise to continue to take you along for the ride.
We cannot wait. So we will see you guys next week. I at least will see you next week. You'll see Rafia in a couple weeks. And
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.
Later.